We have a special treat for you today. I ran into a fascinating gentleman earlier this week, and I couldn't help but think he'd make a wonderful guest on this podcast. He has a very special passion related to the holidays. It's not our usual fare, but I think you'll find it most stimulating. So, without further delay, let's introduce Donald Merriman. Let me thank you again for the pleasure of this interview.
The pleasure is mine, Nick.
We've talked some. I know you wear many hats. You're a business owner, a family man, a member of your church council, but you have a special passion this time of year. Tell me about that.
Well, I like to call myself a Christmas crusader.
And what does that mean?
I fight for Christmas. Particularly, I'm the guy that makes sure that every mega store and billion-dollar corporation uses the words Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays.
Okay, I know that's a major issue for a lot of people. For those who don't know that, explain it to us.
It's a war, Nick. It's as simple as that. It's a war for the soul of this nation. Happy Holidays is the devil's language for self-worship, idolatry, and rebellion.
That's pretty strong language.
The Bible is full of strong language, Nick.
Okay, that's true. Okay, but I'm not sure I follow you. How does the Bible apply to saying Merry Christmas?
You know what Mark 8:38 says, don't you?
Not offhand.
If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
So, refusal to say Merry Christmas is the same as rejecting Jesus Christ?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Okay, what about Spanish speakers, just off the top of my head? They say Feliz Navidad.
If they're legal, they speak English. If they're illegal, don't get me started.
And if they're Mexican citizens?
We're talking about America, aren't we? Why are we bringing Mexico into this?
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Okay, where were we?
Forcing every business and household in America to proclaim Merry Christmas with joy, love, and intense fervor.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. How do you go about doing that?
First, we send an official complaint. Then, when they answer us with a nasty letter, we start a petition.
How many people normally sign one of those petitions?
Roughly 5 billion.
You mean 5 million, I suppose?
Nope. 5 billion.
Okay. I'm sorry to sound incredulous, but that's like 80% of the population of the Earth.
That is ridiculous. Now, we keep sending the petition around until we get a few billion signatures. I signed the last petition about 10,000 times. That really shows them.
Okay. Do the petitions get the job done?
Many times, yes. When they don't, we have a third option. Massive boycotts. But it's not just your regular boycott. Say you have two competing corporations. One bows down before our boycott, the other doesn't. We then tell everyone to boycott the latter and shop religiously at the first. This not only punishes the perpetrator's profit margin, where it really hurts, but their fiercest competitor keeps raking in the dough. How's that for pressure?
So you reward the companies that say Merry Christmas by buying their product?
Yep.
Okay, let me put this another way. You purposely connect the expression Merry Christmas to mass consumerism.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Never mind. One last question then, I guess. I know some Christians who, so they firmly believe that Jesus is the reason for the season, so to speak, but they don't really like your strong-arm tactics. How would you respond to them?
Look, I'd say Christians are told to suit up in armor, right? Fight the good fight, defend God's honor, and bring his kingdom to earth now, as soon as possible. For goodness sakes, Paul even talks about wielding the sword of truth. That's what I'm doing, Nick. Showing the big man what's true.
I think it's the sword of the spirit.
Whatever.
Well, thank you for your time, Don. I think that's all the time we have. I think our listeners can agree with you at least on the reason for the season. At least I can agree with you on that. I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Nick. Same to you.
And one last question. What's your take on Easter?
Easter? What do you mean?
I mean, should we call it Resurrectionmas or something like that?
Whatever for? Really, you have some strange ideas. Easter's not a corporate holy day.